going home. If we make it or we don't.
Lady, running down to the riptide.
Will you lay it all on me now?
It's Mix 104.9 and we are extremely excited to have an Aussie superstar on the phone with us this morning. He has been travelling the world. Quite literally, yeah. He has taken the long way home, and that's what they're calling it, the long way home tour. It was announced last week. Vance Joy is coming back to Australia.
Vance.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for jumping on. You must be super excited to announce this to Australia, that you are coming back and you're doing it with quite the bang.
I'm very excited to be back on the road. It's a little way away. I know we're in Darwin on the 17th of September next year, but an extensive tour. We're going all around and excited to finally, play to my fans. And we're going to a few places. We haven't played headline shows before. Like, I've never played a headline show in Darwin before.
Woo-hoo.
So is like a first. So very excited to get to, see the fans there and meet some people and maybe stick around for a couple of days and just soak it up.
And check out the sights. Now, you're calling it the Long Way Home Tour, Vance. How long have you been away from home?
Yeah,
I guess I've been away for a little while. I was in Australia for 2020, for a big chunk of 2020. But then I was able to get over here to Barcelona to see my girlfriend, who's, she's not an Australian citizen, so it was much easier for me to get over here. I did all the paperwork and I've been over here for a while. My Spanish hasn't really improved since the first day I was here, but it's been a really nice time. And I'm excited to get back to Australia very soon because I have to get back for a friend's wedding and a few other things around Christmas time. But I've missed Australia because I think, it's just the best place, and I miss the space and the fresh air. But it's been good as well being away for a little while and kept writing songs. So hopefully I come back with some new music to record in Australia.
So you're talking about being in Barcelona right now. You spent a really big chunk of your time in America, and the amount of stuff that you got to do while you were there is just amazing, absolutely amazing. Supporting the likes of Taylor Swift, Pink.
Wow.
Did those concerts obviously really helped kickstart the fact the rest of the world now knows the name Vance Joy?
I think so. Yeah, that I was, I think it was very, I was so fortunate and I was so appreciative to Taylor Swift for having me on her tour. It was 2015. She'd released that, legendary album 1989. And we got the call up to see if we were interested. And of course we were so interested and it was like a dream come true. Played like 70 or 80 shows around America. Got to play to her Australian fans as well, like at a bunch of stadiums at the end of the tour, which is like the perfect way to get home. That tour and also having a popular song like Riptide, which is, pretty lucky to stumble upon. I was playing to every radio station and going everywhere. And, I was running around a fair bit. And the Pink tour was that was the best time of my touring life. She's an absolute legend. And yeah, I don't know. I if I could, I would just do those kind of support slots all the time because they're just so fun. And
can
like
I ask?
A dream run. You play for like 20 minutes and then you go home and you watch their show. It's very cool.
Can I ask, did Pink teach you any of her little circus tricks and
acrobats
stuff? Did you have a go at any of it?
Man.
We going to see any when you come to Darwin?
Jeez, I don't know if I'm going to get the Cirque du Soleil kind of like, the silk ropes where I'm like suspended above the stage, like twisting. I have nothing. I can do nothing on stage except for like walk on the spot and play rhythm guitar. So when I watch her show, I'm just like, oh my God, she is a proper, legendary performer, but I won't incorporate that for everyone will benefit from the fact that I don't do anything else.
Just touching on while you were still in America, you were, we saw you pop up on a lot of American TV shows. How does American TV differ to Australian TV behind the scenes? Like, we see the craziness of American TV.
Yeah.
Is it?
I think that's a good question. Like, I think in Australia, like my experience, even with touring and different things, it's like, I mean, Americans are so sweet, especially on their TV shows. It's like, it's very professional and everything. But my experience, I guess, on the touring side in Australia, it's like everyone becomes like best mates, and I'm sure it can happen in America too, but nothing has compared to the kind of bonds that I've made with the other bands when I'm touring in Australia. And then on the TV shows as well, it feels like, I guess maybe because we know the personalities and the people that, you know, host the show so well, over time we visit their set like, you know, 10 times over 5 years or something. So it feels like you become kind of mates with some of these people that you're making content with or getting interviewed by. So in America, it's a bit more like, I don't know, getting pointed in a direction. And and I'm just trying also to like talk slowly so that people can understand my Australian accent and I'm, you know, not mumbling and stuff like that. So it's a bit different.
You will be glad about that when you come back to Australia, I'm sure.
Now, Vance, the ARIA Awards coming up later on this month. You must be stoked, mate. 5 nominations.
Congratulations.
Yeah, very stoked. I was very surprised, actually, because, I mean, I tried to keep things ticking along and did some songwriting sessions and ended up, you know, releasing Missing Piece and having a song out at the start of this year with Benny Blanco and Marshmello, which was a bit out of left field, but to get nominated is very cool. And I think there was some big years for some big artists this year, but always excited to get a nomination.
Yeah, out of the best artist or the song of the year, which one do you want most?
Ooh, I think song of the year would be pretty good. I don't know if I qualify for artist of the year. Like I know I'm nominated, but some people have released like albums and like whole bodies of work and or even, you know, heaps of songs. So I'm kind of like, if I won that, I would be like, oh, but the Kid Laroi has like the biggest song in the world. Like, can I really top him? Like, I don't know who's voting, but you know, so I don't mind. Honestly, getting nominated is sick and getting winning it is sick as well. Like I remember I won it and I really had no expectations to win in 2018. And it was just so funny to win. And like my sister just arrived as I got the award and it was just the perfect timing. And so maybe if I have no expectations, maybe if I'm superstitious, I have more chance.
Will you tune in on the 24th? Tune in from where you are?
It's on the 24th. I'll be back in Australia then, so oh, cool. I'll tune in. Maybe yeah. I'll just, I guess I'll, I don't know.
Like, we what want do we do? To Sit say you're going to show up, but yeah, most of us are still sitting on the couch, so sorry about that.
No, it's fine. I'll sit on the couch. I guess I would know before. If they were going to be like, you have to film like your acceptance speech, so I'll either watch and yeah, it'll be fine. I don't think I'll dress up. I don't think that's a, do you dress up at home? I don't know.
Sure.
Well, see, the ARIA is later on this month. The good thing is Vance is having his 34th birthday, I believe, on the 1st of December. So that'll be a nice way to celebrate, Vance.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will be. I'm feeling a bit older these last few days. I've got to, like, I don't know. Maybe when I come back to Australia, I've got to, like, do something outdoorsy to, like,
feel young again.
When you're in Darwin, mate, perfect place like, for it.
Well, actually,
exactly.
Can we
maybe that's where I'll start. I'll kickstart my campaign to like get back into my youthful vibes.
Yeah. Have you swam with a crocodile before? Nothing make you feel young like that.
That would be pretty cool. I saw them at the museum. My uncle took me back in like 2015 or 14 or something. And I love it. And I just watched, I mean, it's silly, but I just watched Crocodile Dundee and it's like such a good movie. So I don't know. I'm like in the, you know, it might fit. You know, I'm kind of in the vibe for it at the moment.
Well, Vance, we've absolutely loved having you on the show this morning. Tickets are on sale for this Friday. Yeah, they go on sale this Friday. Oh, so thank you very much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much, guys.
And enjoy that long way home. No one usually likes taking the long way home, but I hope you have.
And enjoy your stay in Darwin.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks,
Looking forward
Vance.
To it.